setbacks.
That's, and then also the resort code, which is all the different types of subdivisions in Midway. So we've actually spent a lot of time preparing to make sure that what we've got is pretty recent. Now, things could change over time, like densities, but as for the codes themselves on open space setbacks, those things have been polished up in recent years. So all of that should be in place, but again, things change. And who's to say what the cycle is on change? Is it 1 year or 10 years or 15 years? Who knows?
And the other issue, kind of going to what Wes alluded to, is we've left it very general and said the city or city staff, because we view that as including all staff,
yeah,
engineering, you know, all different parts, so that it's not falling to just one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I am certainly not averse to having somebody else also assigned into that as well. But I think a bulk of this is going to fall on staff. Engineering, water, you know, planning, you know, building. So I think there are, which it already does. I mean, they're the ones doing the initial reviews and saying what's needed and summarizing things to bring to the planning commission and to bring to city council. So I think in some ways it will reflect what's already happening. I just don't like these bodies being taken out of the review process, because for me, the more eyes that see something, the better, and especially,
yeah,
if you're coming from different areas and different,
yeah,
points of view. And I think that you're giving up a huge amount by casually giving up that, and that's the part I don't understand.
City council cannot be involved at all, not just final. They can't be involved at all. Man.
Yeah, I mean, it says Municipal Planning Commission, but I don't think it's as fluid as you say it is, that it's staff, so it can be Wes, it can be Michael, it can be you, it can be Melanie. I think it has to be designated.
Oh, it does have to be designated.
So whoever the city council designates, those become, and it doesn't say how many, I mean, it says it can be one, but it doesn't say it couldn't be 30.
No, Andy, you're absolutely right. I think it has to be designated, but for purposes of our code, we left it vague.
Yeah.
I don't think that changes that those individuals have to be designated. I'm just saying, for purposes of practicality, it's going to be more than, it's not going to be just Michael. It's not going to be just, it's not going to be,
right,
you know, it's going to be.
And I assume that if somebody comes in, a developer, a landowner comes in and says, we want to do a subdivision, that you have a packet that you give them. These are the requirements. Yeah, checklist. So, and I assume that you've probably looked at that and said, what do we have to do to sort of fine-tune this and provide more detail so that there isn't.
So if you look at the code, it says at the pre-application meeting, the municipal staff shall provide or have available on the municipal website the following: copies of applicable land use regulations, a complete list of standards required for this project, preliminary and final application checklist, and feedback on the concept plan. So there are things that are designated in the code that the city has to do.
Yeah.
So when a developer comes in, there shouldn't be any surprises.
Right.
But the developer is going to push the envelope.
Yeah. Right.
I think just in thinking as we're speaking about this, that I think if we were to create a additional panel of, you know, made up of whoever it may be, but I mean just speaking among us as commissioners, they would include a planning authority emergency meeting that happens on occasion that is available, you know, because of this 15-day timeline with us only meeting every 30 days. I mean, I would, just speaking for myself, I would probably be available and interested. I think there's probably others here as well. That may be something, I know we just say, oh, well, you know, that's our designated meeting, but I don't see this as being something that's going to be very common, but if it is, it seems like something pretty weighty. What do you guys think about that?
I guess what I find most concerning about the process is the state has removed
any elected official from this process, so there's no one who's accountable to the residents. And while I love all of you and you do an amazing job, you are not there forever, and I don't know who will follow you and if they will have the interests of Midway. So
we're not here forever either.
No, I'm not either, but it seems to me that the land use authority somehow needs to have some accountability to the residents of the city of Midway. And so you may want to think about having additional people besides staff be on that committee.
The other problem with this is this has to be enacted by the end of this year, and we have two meetings left.
Yeah.
The city council is not meeting until November. We're at the 11th hour.
What if Planning Commission remained the land use authority for preliminary?
You'd actually become the land use
you'd
authority
become it,
right now.
So you're not.
Not that,
right.
You would become that for preliminary.
So you could appoint us that?
No,
how does it work?
City Council would appoint us that. So an alternative is that the Planning Commission could be the land use authority for preliminary. You just can't be for final. So it would have
And can you have to, can you bifurcate the land use authority like that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see anything saying you can't. Yeah.
It's already that way in other areas. Okay. So most cities already do that. Most of these are large enough. Salt Lake, they've got different land use authorities for whatever the different proposal is. So, but it could definitely be the land use authority for preliminary, or Planning Commission could be for preliminary. But, you know, really it's set up for staff to be for final. There's no other real option.
Or staff with a member or members of Planning Commission that are not the majority of the board.
I thought Planning Commission couldn't be on
the planning commission members.
I don't think a majority of you could be.
Yeah.
Or emeritus members, perhaps,
but
of
I
the planning
think
commission.
That maybe a minority number of you.
I disagree, because it does say, or a municipal planning commission.
Well, that's why I'm saying you wouldn't be acting as a municipal planning commission.
So, read the whole thing.
A member,
Andy.
of the final.
Acting not as a planning
commissioner.
We'd be a planning commissioner acting as land use.
I know.
It's not very clear, but I don't see that it prohibits us from doing that.
I don't
that.
Either. So I think we could try it until we're told that we couldn't.
Yeah, as long as it's not a quorum.
Yeah.
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 If there were three of you on, you know, working with staff on final, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And then we would have a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the land use authority then would constitute a different board that you would have a quorum for, right?
At which, preliminary or planning?
Are they two separate? Are they?
They would have to be separate because
so they're two separate committees.
Could be appointed by city council as the land use authority for preliminary,
yes.
And that could be you acting as the board that you are now.
Okay.
You can't do that for final. But what we're talking about is having less than a quorum of you in a combination with staff be appointed
Agreed.
By city council
Agreed.
As a land use authority for final.
Agreed.
And I think that we could do that until we're told we can't because it's vague enough.
Yeah, I agree. As long as there's an odd number on that final.
As long as the majority is not planning
Correct.
Commissioners.
Well, as long as you're not a majority of the planning commission who shows up at that time.
Yeah, so really we're talking
And it doesn't have to be the same degree, I don't think. It can just be. Doesn't have to be the same.
Have to be designated.
I mean,
really?
Right?
It doesn't have to be the same?
I would argue that we just say three.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not a quorum.
So I think we could say three because you might not have the same three who are available to do it anymore.
And does final approval have to take place in a public meeting? Or is it just final approval?
It's just final approval.
That's scary.
So unless you're convening a meeting. The open meeting laws do not apply. So whether there's a quorum or not a quorum, it doesn't matter.
Well, it would matter for purposes of when it
Current
says that it cannot be the final authority.
Right, but you're not the authority. You're just someone who happens to serve on the board and commission.
Yeah, I think that's pushing it too far.
I don't know.
Well,
doesn't define it.
So how does this, the discussion we're having right now, how does it get decided? Is this something you're gonna be talking to the planning commission, or sorry, the city council about?
I would say you make a recommendation, and then we're gonna take your recommendation to the city council.
Okay.
So the city council has not discussed this item at all?
We have discussed it a lot over the past couple of years, just not in a formal sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
You do on the record, particularly for state colleagues to hear this.
So we do have a public hearing scheduled for this one.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, thanks for reminding me. Let's open this up, the meeting up to the public hearing. If there's anyone that would like to come forward and make a comment, please do so. So.
I think that I might. Let me just say what I told the city, sorry, Mark Austin, 1065 Homestead Drive. When I first read SB 174, I have to admit, I felt like I was waking up in one of my client countries, low-income country. And because this is the type of stuff that we advise governments on how to resolve these type of, it's not an issue of transparency, it's an issue of checks and balances. And so anyway, but three things. Number one, this is going to be, it will be challenged by many lawsuits. They will make modifications. You can't fundamentally have the citizenry elect leaders to carry out a function, then the state come in and surgically remove that. All in the premise of, we want basically the bureaucracy, i.e. city council, municipal council, planning commissions. We want you out of the way. We want developers just to be able to run, just to be able to do it. And so as a result of that, what's happened? Number one, they're putting an enormous amount of stress on staff. I mean, municipalities just have to ramp up staffing to be able to accommodate these timelines because they're unrealistic. I think those will change over time. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it on you, if you're going to really carry out your role, and by the way, I really love the creativity and what you're thinking, and that was part of my point to the city council, you really have to get very creative. And it puts a lot more work on you. In fact, you have to upfront do a lot more homework. So when you come to this meeting and you have your preliminary, it's really not a preliminary. I mean, in reality, you've had a meeting. You maybe even had informal meetings with staff to discuss the proposal so you actually can come to the meeting and act as if it's a final meeting, because you're not gonna see it, city council's not gonna see it. And as we all know, this is a very iterative process and can be. Now, we can cut bureaucracy, sure, but the reality is, development is an iterative process, but when you basically cut out those accountable and just say we want to ramrod it through, it's very difficult. So third, just in the idea of an independent commission, I really strongly support that and would suggest that, because you have additional eyes, you have additional accountability, or you try to get accountability in the system where they can help, and they can help staff, they can work there, and they're not under the same constraints there. But I can tell you, there are those of us working at the state legislature to get this overturned, because frankly, it countervenes other laws on the books for Utah, and it's not consistent at all with really what Utah state government really wants to accomplish. And you do this statewide, and there will be. There'll be lawsuits, there'll be modifications, and I think ultimately this will be significantly changed, even though we have more than a majority that are in a certain sector in the state legislature. But it will change, and I appreciate your proactivity, and I think a lot of your suggestions are very consistent with at least what I was thinking previously of how you could really manage this, because it's not like we're gonna ignore it or change, not do anything about it. You gotta work with it. So I just really recommend you continue to try to be as flexible and creative as possible and deal within these, and even take some risk, and say, look, great, it's not clear, we're just gonna run with this unless somebody tells us differently. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, any other public comments? Nobody's on Zoom tonight?
It's hard to make a recommendation for this.
No, nobody's on Zoom.
Okay, seeing no other
comments coming forth, we'll close the public hearing.